I've been the Member of Parliament for Stoke South and I'm now the candidate in the general election.
We've got a great event going on here tonight. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Well, it's fantastic. I mean, what we've done is we brought together a lot of the key supporters and activists in Stoke South and indeed from around the rest of the city to come and meet Ed Miliband. And it's been fantastic. Ed's just said a few words to everybody, which went right down really well and fired everyone up ready for the last 9-10 days or so with D-Day looming.
He mentioned the fight you've got against the BNP here. Can you say anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, the BNP have really got their fingers into Stoke-on-Trent. The method of campaigning, they kind of get in there, they get themselves elected as local councillors, they're seen around the area, they do all the things that you would expect of a good councillor, but they use it as a way of sort of worming their way into the communities very effectively. And so we're really up against it with the BNP. The guy who's against me is a guy called Coleman, who's number four, I think, in their national pecking order. He's certainly very high up, big mates with Griffin. And it's going to be very close this time. It's going to be a real fight on our hands to make sure that they don't take the parliamentary seat.
So that's one really good reason to get the vote out. And can I ask you, what's your favourite thing about Stoke South?
Oh, wow. I mean, that's an impossible question because it's just a fantastic place. The people are brilliant. If I had to pick one thing, it would probably be the people. Wonderful, warm, open, kind-hearted people. Had a lot of tough times, really sort of had setbacks, particularly during the 80s when the Tories just really sort of tried to trash this place by closing the pits down. And they didn't just close them. They filled them with concrete for week after week so they couldn't be opened again. But despite that, the people here are brilliant and real resilient. I look forward, hopefully, to be able to continue the fight and continuing standing up for the people of Stoke-on-Trent.
Thank you.